On this special build edition of the AI show, we'll get to hear from Minsu Thigpen, program manager on the Azure Machine Learning Responsible AI team. Minsu will take us through InterpretML's new offering, Interpret Text, which expands support to include text data with state-of-the-art explainers for NLP machine learning models such as BERT and RNNs. Make sure you tune in.
Hi, my name is Minsu, and I'm a PM on the Azure ML Responsible AI team. I'm super excited to share with you Interpret Text, InterpretML's new offering for explaining models with text data. In this short video, I'll be giving a brief overview of the explainers and a quick demo. Though much of the functionality for InterpretML is for tabular data, we've gotten many requests to expand support for text data. We currently only support topic classification, but are looking forward to growing our repo to include other NLP scenarios and welcome contributions. Interpret Text comes with explainers that support BERT and RNNs as well as standard scikit-learn models. With our open source toolkit, users will be able to take advantage of the state-of-the-art interpretability techniques with a common API across integrated libraries, as well as its own visualization dashboard for understanding which key phrases and words were important to your text classifications. Let's consider a real-world example in which one might need interpretability for text data. Say you're a candidate applying for a job, and a hiring manager will be using a machine learning model to categorize free-form text from your application into distinct categories they care about and raise red flags if the applicant's submissions fall into certain categories. However, hiring managers will need to know what keywords or phrases the algorithm used in order to raise these red flags. There are currently two broad classes of NLP approaches, classical ML techniques and deep learning. In classical techniques, the first step is pre-processing, which involves steps such as tokenization, normalization, noise removal. Then that processed data is fed into the model. We support models such as linear regression, like GBM, or random forest. The output depends on the scenario you're modeling for. For some of these approaches, the internal functionality is very well understood, and as a result, the user is confident in the explanations provided. However, these methods, although widely adopted and easy to use, are limited in their accuracies on real-world datasets. Recent advancements in NLP owe much to the developments in deep neural networks such as BERT. These models have very high accuracy on NLP tasks. However, they are black box models, and therefore their decisions are hard to understand. The research community has created a suite of state-of-the-art interpretable models ranging from post-hoc analysis to plugins during training. Though promising, these methods are hard to implement in practice and not as accessible to data scientists. Therefore, to make these recent research developments more accessible to data scientists, in this toolkit, we've released OSS implementations of three explainers, one classical and two state-of-the-art that provides local explanations on text documents. The first is a classical text explainer, which is a standard set of Glassbox models. The second is a unified information explainer, which is post-hoc method and model agnostic. The third is the introspective rationale explainer, which is a plugin method and also model agnostic. Next, I'll talk briefly about these models. The classical text explainer is implemented as a wrapper around the entire NLP pipeline, which includes text pre-processing, encoding, and training. You can supply your dataset without any external procedures. It's compatible with linear models with support for coefficient and tree-based models. This API is modular and users can swap out nearly all components. The default configuration is 1 gram bag of words for scikit-learn. This repo has a sample notebook illustrating how to use this API for multilabel text classifications. We'll be seeing this notebook during the demo. The next is the Unified Information Explainer, which is a state-of-the-art NLP interpretability model and was developed by researchers from MSR Asia. The paper was presented at ICML in 2019. This explainer is post-hoc method, meaning it needs a previously trained or fine-tuned DNN model. It is model agnostic, as long as your model is a DNN. Therefore, it works for BERT, RNN, CNN, and LSTMs. We've implemented support for explaining BERT, and will extend to other DNNs in our future work. It is a mutual information-based approach, and it provides importances of words as it goes through all the layers of the neural network. Since each layer is explained, the explanations are unified and coherent, thus the name. I'd like to provide a brief intuition on how this method works, but for more details, please see the paper. The key task here is to associate the latent representations of the word with interpretable units in the hidden states of the layers. We want to quantify identify how much information of an input word is included in each layer. So a very important word will have a lot of information encoded. There are two forces at work here. As the word embedding is going through the layers of the DNN, it is perturbed, and we are trying to add as much noise as possible. What we want to see is how much the output changes as noise is added. So if a lot of noise affects the output, then it is an important word for that layer. If it doesn't affect the word, then it's not that important. On the other hand, the loss function tries to minimize the difference between the perturbed hidden states and the original hidden states, since we don't want to end up explaining a different model by perturbing it too much. These two functions work hand in hand to help us better understand how the words are being propagated through the layers of the neural network. The third and final explainer is the introspective rationale explainer. And this is our other state-of-the-art explainer. It was developed by researchers in the MIT Computer Science and AI Lab and was presented at EMNLOP last November. More details about this method are in the paper, but here's a brief intuition. This method introduces a plugin into the training process and makes the black box model more interpretable. This plugin is called the introspective generator. This introspective generator splits the text into rationales and anti-rationales. The rationales are a subset of words that, according to the introspective generator, are important. On the other hand, the anti-rationals are not important according to the introspective generator. The introspective generator simultaneously trains the model on both the rationales and anti-rationals and tries to maximize the accuracy of the model when only using the rationals and conversely minimizes accuracy when using anti-rationals. Since this model only sees the rationales at training time to make a prediction, strong guarantees are provided about which phrases matter to the prediction. Generally, no other method provides such strong guarantees. When you're deciding between these explainers for use cases, we recommend using the classical text explainer when using a more classical ML model for NLP and don't want to deal with the NLP pipeline. However, it is also very easy to swap out the components with its modular API. But when needing to understand neural networks, we recommend either the unified information explainer, which allows you to understand information as it propagates to the layers, or the introspective rationale explainer, which provides strong guarantees on which phrases contribute to your prediction. Now we'll quickly take a look at a demo notebook, and we'll be taking a quick look at the classical text explainer as well as the introspective rationale explainer. So we see here a sample notebook for the classical text explainer, and this is hosted on an Azure VM notebook, as well as the introspective rationale explainer. Both of these sample notebooks, as well as the sample notebook for the unified information explainer, is available in the repo, so please go check them out. So very quickly running through these notebooks, we see that we build upon a lot of the standard procedures for NLP processing with scikit-learn and SPACI. You're able to create an explainer using this API call and train it, as well as in our sample notebook, our default configuration is a 1 gram bag of words, and you're able to see the results for the best classifier performance metrics such as precision, recall, etc. And then enter in any document as well as the label pair that needs to be interpreted. In this case, we pass in, I traveled to the beach, I took the train, I saw fairies, dragons, and elves. And we can use this visualization dashboard which is a Python widget, which is embedded into the notebook to see which are the top K most important words to this classification fiction. And so you can toggle between seeing all features, positive features, negative features. So positive features are features that contribute towards this classification. Negative are contributing away from this classification. Interestingly, we see that train is the highest feature importance towards fiction, and we see its corresponding highlighted and underlined words for positive, negative feature importance. In the introspective rationale explainer notebook, we're using the Stanford Sentiment Tree Bank text dataset. And as you can see, there's currently support for either RNN, BERT, or a combination of both. You can set model configurations, read the dataset, and then you can enter sentences that need to be interpreted. In this case, we have a classification task of a bad or good movie review. Here we have this sentence passed in. We generate this local importance values, and we see that these are the top six most important words contributing towards a label 0, which corresponds to a bad movie review. Currently, we only provide support for positive feature, as this is the type of model it is, and we also flag with tokens for words that are not in the training data set. So thank you so much, and please check these sample notebooks out online on our repo, and we're very excited to hear from possible future contributors. Questions, please feel free to reach out. Thank you.